Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the show today. I'll be dealing with a lot of different things today. I want to talk a little bit about the NFL for a second on this show. Not for the protests or nothing like that. I read something and it kind of, I didn't know they were doing it. This and it kind of shocked me. And I was just like, whoa. Do you realize they're about to have male dancers for the NFL? So they're going to have male dancers performing on both sidelines, and at halftime, male dancers will come out and dance for halftime. Now, look, I'm all for equality on all things. I really am. But why are you putting male dancers in a football game? I mean, that don't even make sense to me. I mean, like, I'm trying to understand it, but I don't understand it. So I kind of want to talk about this to try to understand it, because I'm like, you know, is it me, or this just logically this don't make sense to me? All right, so I kind of want to talk about that today. I got to talk some more about Chicago, and look, let me tell you why I really need to talk about Chicago. I listened to some of the shows in Chicago talking about the violence. It's amazing to me how unconnected people are with the streets. I mean, that's the nicest way I can say it. I can't say it the way I really want to say it, because I don't want to bash nobody. But it's amazing to me how so many people are from Chicago or from a rough area where they grew up in, whether it's in Ohio or in Georgia or in California or in Indiana, wherever you may be from. But it's, you have no connection anymore to the community, because I'm listening to some of these people's shows and I'm just like, you don't know what the hell you talking about. And you up here with an attitude like you know what the hell you talking about. And it's just they sound crazy or they sound old and out of date. And I got to talk about Chicago like this. And this isn't just about Chicago. This is about every community across the country where people have poverty. All these folks telling y'all, we need to pray. We need to bring the church in. We need to do this with the church and that with the church. Look, I'm going to just tell you like this. When I hear that, I turn it off. And let me tell you why I turn it off. It's not because I don't love God or I don't believe in God. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I do. But I'm also a very logical person. And logic has shown me, looking at the history of our community, all we do, damn it, is march and pray. We've been marching and praying since the beginning of time, and we are still no better off. Einstein told you the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over again. And these folks keep wanting to do it over and over and over and over again. We don't need to march and pray. We need to look. You know the 300 knuckleheads that's out there selling drugs and killing people. We need to turn their butts in, or we need to tell them if they're in your house, you need to stop or you got to leave this house. That's what we need to be doing. All this other stuff is a waste of time, and it's propaganda. It's show. It's fake news, as Trump would say. It's so sickening to me to hear all these people. We need to get the church involved, and we need to organize a march. And that ain't saving or changing a damn thing in these communities. Nothing. The whole community ain't out there selling drugs. The whole community ain't out there pulling guns. It's only 300 or 400 knuckleheads that's out here doing this crap. And y'all letting them control everything. It's sickening. I mean, it's just absolutely sickening to me. And so when I'm hearing these other folks saying this on radio, I'm like, what the hell is it? But I have to remember, a lot of them old. And because they old, they don't have no context of what's going on today. They think they do. If you try to tell them differently, they get mad at you. But they don't have a context of what's going on today. Look, the only way, and this is for my black audience, the only way black America is going to change, the only way it's going to change, is two ways black America is going to change. Let me just give you the honest and truth. It ain't coming from God. It ain't coming from no damn pastor leading you on the march. That ain't changing your situation. Okay? It's only two ways that all this is going to change in our community. Well, three ways. One, women. Listen to me. Every dude, I don't care how hard he is, how smart he is, I don't care what he is, every dude has some woman that he respects or loves in his life, that if that woman takes 2 minutes and talks to this man and shows him that he shouldn't be doing something, he's going to listen. All right? That's the first thing. Second thing. We got to have a come to Jesus moment with the folks who believe in Jesus, okay? Because these young cats today, they ain't afraid of death. They ain't afraid of jail. They sure in hell ain't afraid of their parents or you because you elderly or older than them. They don't care about God. You trying to go preach the word of God to them, they can give two licks about God. That's not going to fix it. You got to go talk to them and show them a different way. Once you show them a different way, then you can bring up God. You can't walk in there with a Bible and think you're going to fix something with these boys. These boys can care less about dying. So what you think a Bible going to do? Man, they're going to look at you and laugh. That's what they're going to do. The third thing is we got to come together. We got to come together in all things. Education, economics, development, in all things. Because if we don't come together, nobody else going to do this for us. Anybody else going to do this for us? I mean, we keep thinking that we going to do the same thing. But we going to march and we going to pray and everything going to be okay. We've been marching and praying before many of us was born that listened to this show. We going to march around the walls of Jericho. We going to do just like they did. I mean, these fools be preaching this, man. And people, that's right, let's go march. We going to make a difference. Man. It's unbelievable to me, man. Because it's almost like we don't want to fix this. Because I know I'm not the only one who then looked at this and be like, we doing the same damn thing. Y'all don't realize that? And it's nothing's changed? If you're doing the same damn thing and nothing's changed, don't you think you need to change something? Don't you think we need to do something differently? And see, what's happening is this. Look, these pastors asking for all this money, Y'all see what happened in Detroit. That pastor asked him for $1,000 a person or something like that. They about to rob the pastor. They got into a fight. I mean, it's we got to do something different. And see, this is the thing. If people don't understand that, all you got to do is look around you. Everything that was unusual is normal now. Think about it. When you was a kid, if somebody got pregnant, they disappeared. Now, they're an Instagram model. They're on there taking pictures of themselves with the baby on the side and all this other stuff. Like it's a badge of honor to be pregnant and be a teenager. It's like, hey, I'm cool, I'm pregnant. When we was kids, if you was a teenager and pregnant, you disappeared. You was in the South somewhere. You vanished. Now, it's a celebration. Celebration. Think about how differently things are. Do y'all realize in the state of Vermont that one of the gubernatorial candidates for governor is a transsexual? Do you think that ever would have been the case in the 80s or 90s? I mean, this is it. Everything has changed. So if everything else has changed, why do you think marching and praying is going to fix what you've been marching and praying to fix for the last 100 years? You're listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one.
You a celibate monk? Too good for you.
All right. Let me see. Where do I want to start off at for this segment of the show? So, I look at what people are talking about on the YouTube feed, and one of the things that I want people to think about is change. How everything is changing, everything, and what used to be normal is abnormal, and what used to be abnormal is normal now. Let me give you another perfect example of this. Now, I told you there's a transsexual who's going to be the gubernatorial candidate in Vermont. That never would have happened in the 80s or the 90s. Now they have these sex toys. So they did a big article in one of the New York newspapers talking about how men need to watch out because these sex toys can go all night and can do everything a man cannot do. And they got these things looking realistic to the point where they got them out skiing, taking pictures with them on the ski slopes and at the beach. And they got earrings on them and all this other stuff, right? These dolls. And so they're saying that men need to be careful because these women are going to get these sex dolls and never want to be with another man. Now, just 10 years ago, if this would have been a product for sale, people would have thought it was crazy, right? Do you know they got over $20 million in pre-sale orders on this thing already? I mean, this is the society. See, this is what I'm talking about when you talk about this violence in Chicago, right? This generation is so different that's coming in, this younger generation on a whole nother level than the generations prior to it. They don't care about nothing. They don't judge nothing. They don't judge race. They don't judge sexuality. They don't judge anything. And so anything goes with them. Anything goes with them. And that's a gift and a curse, right? It's a gift because they treat each other as human beings. It's a curse because it's Babylon. It's you do whatever you want to do. What y'all think about that? What do you think is going to happen in the next generation? Now, let me. It's a. I don't know if y'all read this story. It's a. It's about a young man who says that that he is a time traveler, and he came here before the election. He predicted Donald Trump would be president. He also predicted that it would be aliens here by 2028, and he predicted that Yolanda King, the granddaughter of Martin Luther King, will be the president in 2030. This is some of the predictions that he's given out. Now, it is no election in 2030, but based on what he's saying, she would be vice president in 2028, and then somebody would resign or die, and then she would take over the reins as president. Now, I personally can't say if this man is telling the truth or not, because see, this is the thing. This is what I always tell people. People will tell you in a minute about their religion, and they will tell you that they love Jesus Christ. And when they say that, I just smile to myself. You know why I smile to myself? It's because one of the biggest lies that a person will tell themselves is that they love Jesus Christ. Because if they love Jesus Christ was no punk when he walked this earth. If you believe he walked this earth, he tore up the temple when they was in there gambling. He didn't hang out with the rich and the affluent. He hung out with the ones nobody else wanted. But more importantly, when they say that they love Jesus Christ, the reason I smile is because if Jesus was standing right in front of them, they would deny that he was Jesus. You're going to have to turn some water into wine or something to make me believe you. They would want proof that he's actually Jesus Christ. So this man who's saying he's traveling in time, I can't say he's not traveling in time. I don't know. How can I prove he didn't? And see, that's the thing about faith, right? That's the thing about faith. If Jesus came in front of you today and said, I'm the Lord, I'm the Savior, I'm the one. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. You'd be like, shh, Negro, please. You the Alpha and Omega, I'm the Sigma. How about that? You would not believe that he was really there. You would want all kinds. Look, you turn this water into wine. I'm going to throw you in the water. I just want to see you walk on it. You got to show me something, man. You got to show me something to make me believe that you really are the Christ. Then if he do it, they're going to be like, witchcraft. You a magician? You a magician, aren't you, man? You a magician. You just playing with me. Is this the Carabano effect or whatever that show is called? This is the way people are. But they're quick to tell you, I love Jesus. And so when this is the thing that people have to understand. Tone, are we still at the 30 or we? Okay. When we look at society as a whole, we have to understand that society as a whole has been deeply, deeply brainwashed. And it's not a black thing or a white thing or a Latino thing. It is society. It's a humanitarian thing, because all of the nations have been deeply, 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 deeply brainwashed about certain things. Now, let me show you how brainwashing gives you certain things, right? So, I'm up against a commercial break, so I want to start this right here, but I'm going to finish it when we come out of break. I want to talk a little bit about Alex Jones. Alex Jones was kicked off of YouTube and Spotify and all these other outlets. And on the white side, everybody's screaming, no, this is First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment. This is a violation of First Amendment. And I told y'all yesterday on social media, look, we need to watch this, because if they can do this to him, they can do this to anybody. So we'll talk about this when we come back. You're listening to the WB.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Let me thank everybody who purchased the book. Go to Amazon.com. You can purchase the book right there if you haven't. I'm asking everybody to purchase 5, pass them out, give them to people. Also, if you would like, what I would like to do, one of the things that I was going to do for the first 100 people who bought the book was this. If you set up an event to come in and talk about the book, I will come to the event. So I would like for people to set up maybe an event where we can have a relationship talk. We use the book, but have a relationship talk, because I think relationships are so important. And when I'm saying relationships, I'm not talking about just men and women relationships. I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about business ventures. I'm talking about all kind of relationships, father and son, mother and daughter. I'm talking about those, building those relationships, because those relationships are so, so, so important as you go throughout your life. So go to Amazon.com. If you can set it up with your sorority or your church or whatever, I'll come in and we'll do, you know, a relationship talk. But the relationship isn't just, you know, man and woman, boyfriend and girlfriend kind of relationship talk. I'm talking about all our relationships that we have. If you want the ebook, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com, and hit books. I put a credit ebook up there as well for people who want a step-by-step to get your credit right, to get into the business credit part of it. So I put that up there, and then I have the book, The Business of Love, up there. So you can get both of them up there now. But thank you, everybody, who purchased the book already. Tell your friends and family members. Like I said, if you can get 5 and give them out, tell other people to buy them, so we can do our big conference, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping we can. What I want to do, let me just be totally transparent. I want to sell 5,000 books. I want to set up a conference somewhere in either Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico where you all can come in. Everything could be paid for except your flight getting there. The rooms, everything could be done for you guys. And then my hope is for us to come in there and then set up the church there, set up the different chapters and everything else. While we're all together, we can work and organize and connect the dots for everybody. Then also for everybody who's coming, I can do a screening of the HBCU, and we can talk about everything else we got going on. That, you know, because sometimes I'm a little bit protective over what I'm saying over the air. So this way we don't have to have those walls and everything else. So I would love to do that way. So if we can get 5,000 books sold, that's the plan. That is the plan. So get you some from Amazon, and please spread the word about the book. Put it on your social media. Tell people to buy the book. Tell them to support. Put it on your social media. Put it all on your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that. Trust me, we gonna have a nice little conference thing here. All right, so we were talking about Alex Jones, right? With Alex Jones, he was removed from Spotify and YouTube and everything else. Now, let me say this. No matter how you may personally feel about Alex Jones, he shouldn't be removed off of any of these platforms. Don't matter. Don't matter. Now, let me give you the logical perspective on this. Because, see, a lot of people are yelling, well, this is against the First Amendment. This is against the First Amendment. No, it's not, because these are privately held entities. They don't have to follow the First Amendment. It's private companies. They can run their companies however they see fit. They can do whatever they see, what they want to do. As far as their user agreements, they don't have to follow the government rules. They don't. It's a private owned thing. Simple as that. So the reality of it is that they have the right to pull him off of all of this if they choose to do so. My problem with this, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment. My problem has to do with the fact that if they can do this to him, then they can arbitrarily do this to anybody they want to do it to. And if they can arbitrarily do it to anybody they want to do it to, if somebody like me or somebody you like is talking about empowerment and they don't like that you're talking about empowerment, they'll be pulling that person off the air. That's the issue here. It's not even about him. See, that's why I'm saying no matter how you feel about him, doesn't matter. And see, that's one of the things that I try to get us to understand about picking and choosing what fights we're going to have. It's not about the person that we're really fighting for. It's about the cause of what we're fighting for, right? It's about the cause. And so even though you may not like what he's saying, even though you may disagree vehemently with what he's saying, that's not what I'm arguing about. That's not why I'm saying I have a problem. My problem is if they do this to him, that opens them the door to be able to do it to anybody else who's using their platforms. That's the thing. That's the thing that we need to concentrate on. It ain't about him. It's about, well, who else they gonna do this to? Who else they gonna attack like this? That's the thing you have to think about. Now, I'm gonna give you a perfect example of this right now. Let me give you a perfect example of this, right? What did I tell y'all was gonna happen to LeBron James? Let's look at what's happened in a week since he did this interview about the school. In 1 week, you've had the president attack LeBron. Now you got every gossip blog in America trying to say the man's cheating because he was hanging out with Tristan Thompson. And there was some women around. BET ran a whole thing about it, right? And who did I tell you was going to be the one was going to put LeBron on blast? Who did I tell y'all? I said, it ain't going to be them. Who was it going to be? I told y'all that from the jump, right? How can I tell you this from the jump? How do I know this? How did you know it? Because it happens every time. And because nobody has spoken up or said nothing about it in the past, when it happens, people believe it's the gospel truth. Now, let me say this to y'all. Let me just have a real, like, honest moment with everybody. LeBron built this school to cut off this pipeline. He built this school to help these impoverished kids, no matter whether they're white, black, Latino, whatever, in Akron, to have an opportunity. He put services in the school for the parents of these kids. Why? Because he understands that 9 chances out of 10, the reason they're impoverished is because the parent doesn't have the skills to change their economic development. So he's trying to give them economic development and change their thing. I could give 2 rat's asses if LeBron is sleeping with 1,000 women. Don't make a difference to me. Hell, your president then got caught on tape paying off hookers and Playboy models, and ain't nobody got a problem with that. Who the hell cares if LeBron is getting it in? What difference does it make? If you're going to hold LeBron at that standard, how the hell is this man president? What difference does it make? He could have 1,000 women. I don't care. I care about his action, what he's doing with these kids. If these women want to get down with LeBron, they know he married. Hey, they want to get down. I don't care. They grown. Everybody grown. That's between him and Savannah. We ain't got nothing to do with that. See, this is the kind of stuff right here that'll make me call for a boycott of BET. Because it's just like, why are you even putting this man's stuff in the street like this? Why are you even doing this? Why are you helping tear this man down? You trying to tear him down when you got somebody in the White House who didn't get caught on tape talking about paying somebody off. Man, look. We need to get our stuff together. We need to get our stuff together, man. Look, that's why I don't even talk racism no more. Somebody asked me, why you don't talk racism? Because we are our own worst enemy. We do each other worse than these white folks do us. And we don't even realize. You're listening to the WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll.
That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now.
So in the break, we were talking about different things. I'm gonna address these things that we were talking about. One, somebody said, hey, you know, they don't care what Trump is doing because they're doing the same thing. It's not that they're exactly like Trump. They're not. These Republicans are not exactly like Trump. What it is that they're getting the de facto benefits from Trump, meaning that everything that they want to happen is happening. And as long as he's letting them do what they want to do, they're not saying nothing. They're going to let them stay there. They're going to let them roll. Okay. Because they're getting the benefit of him being in office. Because, see, if you are a Mitch McConnell or a Paul Ryan or even a Ted Cruz at this point, because he's panicking in Texas right now, even though I don't trust any of these polls, because anybody who supports Trump's and then these millennials, they're not polling them. So these numbers are completely false. It's going to be just like the election in 2016 where everybody thought Hillary was going to win. Told y'all from the jump Trump was going to win. This is the same thing. All right? But Trump is integral now because you got all these Republican politicians afraid of Trump. He didn't bully all of them. So Mitch McConnell and them, they just roll with him because if he's giving them what they want and they know he can bully the other Republicans into doing it, why are they going to take him off? Why are they going to try to take him down? They're just going to roll with it. It's just like slavery. Only 8% of the whole population was slave owners. But the other 92% didn't fight to change it right away because they got the de facto benefits of slavery. Even though they didn't personally have slaves, they got all the benefits of a slave owner without being a slave owner. So people operate in that space all the time. Now, one of the brothers come in, who's a Hotep, he says, look, We ain't our worst enemies. It's other things that's caused this. Well, when I'm saying worst enemy, I'm not saying it in the sense of we're the ones who are oppressing us or we're the ones who are tearing us down or we're the ones who are stopping us from having opportunities. I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying it in the sense of we are the ones who we've always tricked on each other. We are the ones who've always been judgmental of each other. Look, let me give you a perfect example of this, okay? This man who shot this boy in Florida for staying your ground, right? All you got to do is go read any article on this, any article. And what you will read is this. White folks not passing any judgment on this man. Even the liberal ones are saying, well, he could have feared for his life because the man walked up on him. And he was in staying your ground state. You know, he should have known better. To the point where they had a GoFundMe page for him, and in 24 hours, they raised $30,000 for this man. When George Zimmerman did what he did to Trayvon, he raised $200,000. Why? Because it was no judgment. They didn't care if he did it or not. They didn't care. We the only race of people that will judge each other like that. If there was somebody black who had shot somebody, would you think $200,000 would have got raised for him? No. Not at all. Not at all. Because we would have been, oh, we saw the video. He shot him. You know, and, hey, I'm not wasting my money on him. I'm not wasting my money on him. See, that's the, I did a show about this. It's a game with inside of a game in America, because this is the United States of America, LLC. Mitch McConnell is playing this game right now with Trump. See, what most people fail to realize, Mitch is not no fool. Paul Ryan ain't no fool. Trump is what I call an idiot savant. An idiot savant is somebody who's smart in one area and dumb as hell in everything else, but think they smart because they know this one subject. He knows how to do the deal with the real estate and the banks and all that. Everything else. I was watching. Who was up there? Was it Italy? He was in the White House doing a press conference, I think, with the Prime Minister of Italy, right? And you should have saw his face. Like, he couldn't understand him, so he put the little thing, the translator, in his ear, right? You should have saw Trump's face when the man called him a great negotiator. Oh, my God. You would have thought Santa Claus himself had came and brought him the new train he wanted. And I'm saying Santa Claus because we know it ain't real. This dude's face, he was like, this, laughing like a little kid. We have to understand, man. Look, it's a game inside of a game. And what most of us fella realize is this. If you poor in this country, you own the same team. You don't realize it, but you own the same team. You own the same team because if you poor and you go to court and you can't afford an attorney, you get the same public defender that everybody else who's poor get. You get the same treatment everybody else poor gets. You ain't getting no hand ups. You ain't getting no specialties. Now, if you rich, you can go in there and claim affluenza. I'm too rich to go to jail. I'm too rich to go to jail. If you poor and you come in there and say, I'm too poor to go to jail, they're going to lock you right up under the jail. See, we got to understand this is so much bigger now because it's a business. It's not anything else. This is the country that is a business. And if you don't look at it like that, if you keep looking at it from a racial perspective only, this is why we're in the position we're in. Every other tribe of mankind, the Jews, the Asians, even our Latino brothers and sisters have realized something that we have not realized as black people in this country. It's a business, y'all. Don't get caught up in the race. Get caught up in the business. Get caught up in understanding how you can keep dollars in your community. Not where it hits one store and then it's gone the next, where it's hitting 3, 4, 5 people before it gets up out of there. Every other tribe of mankind has figured this out. Now, let me show you what's crazy. How much time we get? 1 minute. What's crazy is this. If you go back and look at the history of this country, what's happened in this country is two specific things. They've made everybody white, right? And they've made everybody black. And that's not really the case. Because when the Irish came here, when the Germans came here, when the Italians came here, all of them went through some kind of a little struggle. They just organized, got in one community, and built that community up. They handled their business. But then they categorized everybody white as white. They're not all white. They may be Caucasian by definition, but they're not European white. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Just like everybody black ain't black. Some people are Moors. Some people are Egyptians. Some people are Jews. We'll talk about this when we come back. Listen to the WB.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. Amen.